Coming up next is Lash.
Elekanomin, omin, atu matu, nelekanomin. Elekanomin, omin, atu matu, nelekanomin. Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. Elekanomin, omin, atu matu, nelekanomin. Elekanomin, omin, atu matu, neleka, eleka. No! What good is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. Good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my new creed. My road of good intentions led where such roads always lead. No good deed goes unpunished. Dr. Dillamon, Fierro, Fierro. One question haunts and hurts, too much to mention. Was I really seeking good, or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All helpful urges should be circumvented. No good deed goes unpunished. Sure, I meant well, we'll look at what well meant did. So be it then. Let all laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, since I cannot succeed. Fierro, saving you, I promise no good deed will I attempt to do again, ever again. No good deed will I do.
That was Lash with No Good Deed Goes... Oh, it's No Good Deed. It's not No Good Deed Goes Unpunished, even though every time they say No Good Deed, it continues with Goes Unpunished. But, eh. Who am I to nitpick over the how they tell their songs? Which was sung by Idina Menzel, who was actually in two Disney animated things.
Oh, really?
But people didn't know about the second one, I bet, because the first one, everyone knows she was in Enchanted. She was in that in the end. She was animated, so she accounts for that. But... other than that, she was in the Hercules animated series as well.
Oh,
that was like one of her like earliest roles that she ever did for television and movie.
I think it was like around Rent when she did Rent or before.
It was before Rent. I think it was like early 90s. So yeah, wow. She totally counts. Totally counts.
Mm-hmm. And she sang.
She sang in that episode too. I just watched. I was like, oh, I remember this episode. I'm gonna go back and rewatch it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I love the Hercules. Feel moment, but everyone should go to YouTube after watching this episode and find this. There is a Hercules episode that crosses over with the Aladdin television series, and it is awesome.
Oh, I remember that one.
It
I remember
is so
that one.
Awesome. It's like Hades, like Jafar dies and goes to hell, and him and Hades work out this plan that like Hades is going to take out Aladdin for Jafar, and Jafar is going to take out Hercules for Hades, and like, so Hercules goes to Agrabah and like gets in a fight, and Hill hits on Jasmine and is like, "Hey there, gorgeous, what you doing?" And she's like, "I'm married." "Oh, pardon me, miss." Like, it's really, really funny. Everyone,
it was,
YouTube,
it was. I remember it.
Look it up once this episode's over. It's hilarious. Anyways, to Lash. I have mixed feelings over this, because I really liked, like, your oomph behind it, but I thought at times you got so into the character of it that it, you let your notes and some of your words suffer in the process. Because, like, there was this one part, like, you said Fiero, and, like, you completely missed, like, the fee on it, so it was like, Iero, Iero, where are you? It wasn't Fiero, where are you? And it was like, oh, like, clear, like, whoa, where was the F on that word? I didn't know his name was Iero. I thought it was Fiero. And then another part that I didn't like was on the long Fiero note. Like, I'm listening to it, I was like, oh, this is so good because she's holding it. I really hope that she's going to vibrato at the end. Huh? What's going? Is someone making noises? Hello? What happened?
I'm muted because my mom's printing something.
Sorry. I was getting interrupted by someone, sorry.
Okay, I thought I was in here by myself. I was like, I'm printing and no one's saying anything. And I just heard like, as I was saying before, I got scared that I was alone. All alone, all by myself, ranting and raving about a song.
And Bill and I giggle in the background.
Like, the long Fiero, I was like, oh, this is so good. I can't wait until she does that little bit of vibrato at the end. And then you did, like, this, like, guttural weep, and I was like, what was that? That was totally, like, it really weakened that really long note. Like, if you would have just, like, went in and, like, kept that strongness on it, that would have been, like, so awesome. Like, you did, then a couple of notes later on, there was a long why. If that's all good deeds are, then maybe that's the reason why. And then you did what I like, where you do the long, solid note, and then you do, like, just a hint of vibrato on the end of it. And I really like when you do that. And the Fiero, I just thought you completely weakened that note with it. And just, yeah, I just thought that you let the character get the best of you at times. And, yeah. Jeffers. Now you actually have to talk instead of muting.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with Ambi. I thought, or, wait. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I agree with you. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't.
My mind was in one place and my voice was speaking a different line. Let's see, where was I? Yeah, I agree with Ambi that your characterization was great. I thought you nailed the characterization in this. Although I haven't actually seen Wicked before, but I've only heard many people cover this song. Many people, Ambi included.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes.
Performance season one finale.
Very interesting finale. But I really got the frustration that this song had. Like, there was that one spoken line, like, I'm wicked through and through. Like, her bitterness and sadness, that was, like, so good for me. And my next note was, like, Belting Lash makes a comeback. Woohoo! let's see. I didn't pick up the notes Ambi did, but I don't really know the song as well as she does. Yeah, overall, I thought it was a pretty solid job for me. Zell? Like, your belting was great. You're really good at belting. Zell?
Sorry.
Are you muted?
Sorry. My mom.
Oh, my.
Oh.
It's like when she's, there's a cartoon person coming and she, like, drops everything in an effort to catch everything and it just goes bang.
Yeah.
It's just an epic fail.
So with my attention being separated, I didn't know if anybody mentioned the no Fiero at the beginning. That for me was a little, that's me being picky.
I had that in my notes, but I forgot to mention it.
Okay. And what I caught is, with a lot of her long sustained notes, she was usually pretty good with the vibrato, but then there were the smaller ones, or the smaller notes, and then she had this really big vibrato, and it was just a really interesting, it was not a good interesting, it was just like a, oh, okay, kind of interesting thing that I noticed. Really good belt. I thought you had some, like, popish liberties with this. Good emotion and lovely little acting tidbits. Sometimes it felt like she was, like, working a lot with the timing of the song. She had like a pop near the last again. And that's all I have, because I can't read this last god darn note.
Still using pen and paper?
Yes.
Go green!
Go green! I convinced Amory, or stole her notebook, same thing.
She knows where you live. You stole my Tiana notebook? You're the one who took it?
Run, Jeffords, run!
Give me back my Tiana notebook!
You're gonna have to swim across the ocean to get me first.
I'll just follow the Google Maps instructions. Go to coastline, swim across the Pacific Ocean, arrive in Hawaii. Those are legit on Google Maps instructions. I think no, it was like something like get like kayak across the Pacific Ocean or something like that. Arrive Honolulu or something like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Wrong place, but that's okay.
Arrive Jeffers' house with yes. stick
I
in hand.
I can tell you where his high school is. I found out where his high school is.
Oh really?
Is.
Yeah.
Stalker. Yeah, that's how I remember. Remember we were trying to find your Facebook that one time?
Oh yeah. Okay, this is getting like way off topic. And if Melly is chugging her. Whatever she's chugging, yeah.
Melly is dead by now. Melly is at the hospital getting her stomach pumped. At the Who's next?
Okay.
Who's next?
Turtle.
Up next is Turtle.
Love's a sweet.
craving for you.
I'm craving.
I'm missing you like candy.
All right, and that was Turtle with Candy by Mandy Moore, who I did not know actually did the song when I used to listen to it on Radio Disney.
This is one of her signature songs.
I knew her more from the movie Saved. Even as a child, I knew her from that movie.
I love that movie.
Me too. And Princess Diaries. I knew she was a singer, but I never knew this was like one of her songs.
Oh, so you knew more of her like more film. Airier, yeah. Softer music than her.
I knew her more for her film.
Yeah, Candy was before. Yeah, Candy was even before Walk to Remember.
Mm-hmm. It was like her first album or something.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, this was Mandy Moore? Oh, okay. Let's see. Overall, I would have liked a little bit. For me, it felt like it needed a lot more oomph from what I remember of this song.
Because
it's been a long time since I've actually heard the song. But I felt like it needed a lot more oomph. Because even the higher harmony sounded like you had more oomph than the main vocals. But you did have pretty vocals overall. Was it talking her, or was that the backtrack / Mandy Moore?
Her email says the backtrack was completely bare, so everything was her.
Okay, I can say this.
Her email was very angry that she had to do everything.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading it earlier. But yeah, I thought, like, that whole little talking bit was adorable. It's like, oh, okay. Then you had some weird mixing levels every now and then. Like, I had one of the ones that I do have written down is I'm Crazy For You, like, at round 139. Like, it was just not leveled correctly. And sometimes it felt like it was a little messy in the mixing, but, again, I haven't heard the song in a long time to really be able to say that. Ambie?
Sorry, one second. I'm responding to a message from Aria. Aria, you're messing me up.
Passy 0 HGOE winner.
Arya's messing me up with love with me stuff that we have to work on. But anyways, yeah. Turtle, Candy. Yes, I was hoping we would hear this song. I really was. I was actually kind of hoping more for Stupid Cupid than this song, but I'll take it.
I really like
Stupid
one.
Cupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that the main vocals especially needed more energy, and I think they needed a little bit more diction at times as well. Like, there were times when it just got a little mumbly for me, and I really didn't know what you were saying. And I just feel like there was something off in all the chorus harmonies that you did. Like, they weren't balanced correctly. Like, I think that you needed to make the higher part a little louder and take the melody line and the thing that was lower than the melody down loader, because it felt like it was low note heavy in the harmony, and the higher notes got kind of shoved under the rug, and I thought the balance was a little off in them. Like, it sounded like all the right notes were in there, it was just that the balance of the notes was not correct. But yeah, overall I thought that the biggest problem here though was the energy on the main vocals. Like, it almost seemed like you spent so much time working on all those harmonies and chorus parts that by the time you were done with them all, you were just like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't even want to do these main vocals anymore, but I must, kind of thing. So, yeah. Jeffers?
Yeah, the harmonies were impressive, Turtle. Like, I've done something like this a couple of times, and it's so taxing, and ugh, makes you want to kill something afterwards. I was really impressed with your syncing, though, on the harmony parts. Like, I agree that the levels could have been a little bit tweaked, but the syncing was very nice for me. And I thought you had really cute and spunkiness going on, and that really matched the song. I thought you sounded good on the song. Like, it was a good choice. And I really like your high whoa-ohs in the verses. I don't remember what part it was, but that's all I have down. But overall, I like this, Turtle. It was cute and spunky. And, like, poppy. Like, we haven't had a lot of pop songs tonight, so it was a nice, refreshing pick.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're down to the last one. One more.
Mm-hmm.
One more, and then I can go to sleep. No.
Me too.
Then I can Then I can figure out the results of the mace ash shield. Then yeah. I can go to sleep.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so last up for the night is not Mega Dizzy, because he dropped out of the show. Last up for the night is Valkyrie Celeste.
Welcome back, for now.
Who, like, did this song, like, learned this song, recorded this song, and had someone mix this song in, like, an hour. So, props,
hats
girl.
Hats off to you, Valkyrie.
Yeah.
I'll always remember it was late afternoon. It lasted forever. Staring up at a dark gray sky, I was changed. In places no one will find, all your feelings so deep inside. Was then that I realized that forever was in your eyes. The moment I saw you cry. The moment that I saw you cry. It was late in September. Places no one will find, all your feelings so deep inside. Deep inside. Was then that I realized that forever was in your eyes. The moment I saw you cry, I wanted to hold you. I wanted to.
Was Valkyrie Celeste with Cry by Mandy Moore. Yeah. Tangled. Oh, and she was somebody in Brother Bear 2. I don't remember.
She was.
What's her name?
Oh, that's right. I don't know the girlfriend's name. Kenai's girlfriend.
Control F, man. A.
Cheating.
Nita. Apparently.
Yeah, her.
Control F.
Girlfriend.
Control F, Mandy Moore.
Bestiality, yay.
Valk, this was very impressive. I thought this was a pretty good job for, like, what, an hour or something. I thought vocally this was very nice. I actually like this a lot better than your last week's one in comparison. I don't know how long you spent on the two songs, but I thought this one was much nicer. I thought the mixing was kind of cool. There was that one part where she really meshed, blended with the background vocals. Did you guys get that part?
I thought the whole thing was mixed very well. I don't know who your mixer was this week, but good job to them.
Like, there was that part right after, the first chorus where it's, moment that I saw her cry. Like, it was, meshed well, really into that background, computerish compressed sound. I don't know. Anyway, Valk, my only nitpick was that some parts in your verse, well, not really in the verses, but kind of, overall, some parts sounded a little bit too strong for my liking, because the original is kind of really soft and tender, and I thought some parts you were a little strong and powerful on it, which isn't a bad thing, but I didn't think it was appropriately placed at times, in the verses. But overall, I thought this was a very nice job for quick last minute save job. So yeah. Is there a copy machine going on in the background of someone?
Yeah.
The Ronnie's back thing.
Oh.
Yes, she is.
We have
say hi, mommy.
Faxing.
Wait, your mommy is lash. Is, wait, your mommy is faxing at 3 a.m.
I questioned her too.
Well, wasn't someone doing the mowing the lawn at 3 a.m. over at your place though?
Was there, or was that Ambie's?
Someone was doing the mowing the lawn really early in the morning while we were.
No, that was Ambie. That was Ambie yesterday or last time.
One second. I have no idea what you're all are talking about. Moving on.
You said something about your neighbors. Okay.
Oh, they were setting off fireworks.
That's what it was. Okay, I don't know this song. I vaguely remember the movie. My goodness, this fax machine. I will say something that Jeffrey said about strong, her singing it strong. I just noticed overall tonight, we have a lot of really strong singers on this show. It's and they're probably doing a lot more stronger interpretations. So yeah. Oh wow, it's really late.
Home stretch.
Okay. Around 2:15, I don't know if it's part of the song or not, but it sounded like she was missing the word cry, which is at the end of the sentence.
It might have been really soft or something.
Something like that, but it was something. It just didn't. I didn't even hear it. It's oh, where did it go? around 2:15, she had a few pops and glitches, and then also around 2:45, where she was really low. It was it just got a little bit inaudible or really low, and then all of a sudden you hear her come back in bam with her strong vocals. Yeah. And that's all I have.
And I don't know what Zell's talking about. I think she's cray cray. I love the entire thing. I thought that this
I
was
probably great. Am at this point.
I thought that it was really this fit a perfect part in your range. I think this is what you need to be singing. I think that this was the perfect style for you, the perfect range for you. Oh, I thought it was great. I thought that there were some nice dynamic levels. They weren't drastic dynamic levels, but then again, it was a pop song at the same time. It wasn't an overly character song. So, but for the pop song that it was really nice. And I really liked this, Valk. This was awesome. And I don't know who your mixer was this time, but keep them because they were kind to you. They were really good for you. So yeah, great job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going to results. Yes.
Yes, we
and
are.
And we did talk about the results before we went into Valk's critique, so we're not just, pulling stuff out. Ugh, never mind.
What we usually do is we talk about our cuts, but we, surprise each other with the people that, won for us and, our rankings and stuff. But the cuts have been discussed and agreed upon.
So
everything else might not be the order that each of us has, but we'll
yes.
See.
Personal preference order gets put into effect. So I think Zell starts us off tonight.
Yes.
Who won for you?
For me, including the non-immune, I think would have to be Silver Soulbird. For me.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. All right. She was a bit lower down my list. My winner tonight was actually Sharp Cookies. See, personal preferences are like all making us go, Who's the winner for you?
I had Faded Phantom, actually.
She was next on mine, too.
So
she's a little further down mine, too.
I guess Faded Phantom, Sharp Cookies, and Silver Soulbird, you're all safe.
Yeah, you are. And oh, and Reed and JC are immune. To reiterate that, before I forget that. Okay, so then back to you. Who are you going to save, Zelina?
Okay, wait, let me mark the people off first.
Yeah, I'm marking them off.
Omi Pride 09.
See, he was second on my list. And then third on my list was Valkyrie Celeste.
Wow, we're like jumping all over our list here. Next, I have Lash.
We really are jumping all over the place on each other. Wow.
My next person is going to be... Well, Cookies was saved. I didn't list mine down. I'm going to save Princess Clary.
Really?
So then our bottom six at this point, three of you are staying, three of you are going. Oh, yeah, we're cutting three tonight, by the way. Oh, and if you didn't notice by now, Omi Pride came back. We kept forgetting to mention that. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you didn't notice. So the bottom six at the moment are Melly, Turtle, Gildragon, Rochellular, Nani, and Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought somebody already saved Rochelle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to save Rochelle because saved Rochelle.
Ta-da! Okay.
Rochelle,
I thought somebody
saved.
Already saved her.
She was next on my list anyway, so that's it.
Right. I will save Turtle. So that's bottom four now. And
so now one of you is staying, and the rest of you are eliminated.
Unfortunately.
So who wants to be the bad guy?
Well, I just saved Turtle, so coming around should be Zelle if she doesn't want to, but...
Well, the problem is I lost track of where I am in my list, because like I said, I didn't number them.
I'll just do it.
All right.
So the final save tonight, when it came down to it at the end of the day, we decided, and this was really close.
Really close. Yes.
We decided to save Nani. So Nani lives to sing another day.
Yes. So unfortunately for Maddie, Melly, and Gildragon, you three are eliminated. I'm sorry. Aww. We're getting to that point where everyone's just really good. And
yeah.
You gotta bring your A game.
Yeah, one misstep.
Yeah.
And cost you.
So, we are now at the top 12, people. Exciting.
Woo. Yay! So, reiterating...
My mind twins are out of this season now.
What?
I'm sorry.
My mind twins.
Oh.
Maddie and Melly. It is Maddie and Melly, right? I know Melly is one of your mind twins. And,
okay. No, Maddie's the first one.
Okay. But... So, to reiterate the next themes, Immunity, due on the 17th by 11:59 p.m. EST, is same letter. Some people seem slightly confused by this. It's... Okay, we're going to use Faded Phantom as an example again, because I actually found some things that could be used for Faded Phantom. Faded Phantom, that is her screen name. Same letter, Immunities. Her name begins with an F, so she could sing a song that begins with F, such as Fabulous.
Or Femininity.
Or there's a song called Femininity.
Summer Magic.
Oh, Zelle and her Summer Magic.
Live actions. Or she could sing from a F movie such as Fox and the Hound.
Ah.
So she could sing anything from the movie Fox and the Hound.
Or Fox and the Hound, too.
Or Fox, thank you very much. So basically that's it. And it has to be the name you are entered in this show as.
Yes.
And it's only the first letter of your first name. So if there's two names, you can't take the first letter from the second name. It has to be the first name.
Yeah. Like,
and then the other theme... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, some people have multiple names, like Turtles. Like, her actual screen name in VH is OMG Awkward Turtle. But since she entered...
But she has entered this show as Turtles.
She has to use a T for that and so forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So then the main theme is Unsung Disney, which we have a list. Yes, then I don't think there was any addition. Yeah, there's 98 songs on it because there were no additional Disney songs tonight. Everything tonight was non-Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 98 songs that you cannot sing. Anything else that is not on the list can be sung. Also on the list, we threw in how many times we've had to hear people sing the songs. The winner for most sung song thus far this season is Part of Your World with 6 times we had to sit through that. So,
oh, wow.
I hope I never have to sit through that again. Close second with 5 times each was I See the Light, Go the Distance, and Colors of the Wind.
I don't remember Colors of the Wind being that much. Well,
it was used a lot in auditions.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And so. Also, if you are a last season contestant, you cannot use any songs you've done then.
Yes.
Like you personally have done.
So Faded Cannot Be Fabulous.
Right.
Oh, I forgot you did Fabulous last season.
Fail, Andy.
Fail.
I forget what I ate for dinner tonight. Oh, I had chicken wings.
I have a list of songs and movies if people are interested. Because I've been keeping up with who keeps staying in and all that.
Okay.
So I've been nice that way.
Hit Zell up if you need some ideas.
All right. And so thank you again to... that's due on the 18th. By 11:59 p.m. EST.
And also, again, let us know if you're dropping. For some reason, it seems that people who have been cut and brought back have very good record on this show. Like Turtle was brought back and saved. Omi was brought back and saved. Valkyrie, who knows? You could be next.
Exactly.
Are you the next comebacker? Yeah. I'm going to sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Well, after I calculate this thing, Mesa Shield. Oh, I like. Oh, everybody else is like Mesa Shield, and their PMs, and Faded's is weapon thingy. Good night, everybody.
Good night.